concerning the Shita of the Beis Yosef, because of what changed, given the fact that covering the head, the Shulchan Aruch says one thing, seems to be against what the Gemara says. I told you that was based upon a change in the reality. That in the time of the Gemara, the idea of covering one's head, Kishmelim, was something which at least some people did, and therefore was not so much of an absolute Avelot Farhesia, and therefore sort of in the middle range, as the Ramban put it. But subsequently it became something which nobody ever did. So it became something which is intrinsic demonstration of Avelot. Just as the Rush said, as far as changing shoes, that happened between the Gemara's time and his, the Russian time, that didn't change of wearing shoes changed. So too, Rabbi Yosef Karo would say that covering the head changed between the time of the Rishonim and his own time. That's why I suggested last night. I think it's Michal, someone showed me a Furish Beit Yosef and Simon Shin Tzadik Gimel, which may shed light and make it be a better Teretz Siman. We have to understand what it's saying. The last line of this page Shin Nun in this edition, the new tour. He writes as follows. How the Pirkei of Avot, we spoke about some weeks ago, discussed that on Shabbos they were standing with the covered head. Fetch Ramban Gvalt, Avelos Faresha, answer Ramban and Alayim Baragla. Says the Avelos like this. Quote, last line. Uvizman Hazeh, Eino Yosei B'Soma Mechusa. Why? The Anu Misei Ma'at, V'akol Yodin, Shu Ovel. Afal Pi, She'ein Soma Mechusa. What does that mean? Get the impression the words literally mean. In Pirkei Rabbi Elazar, the man goes anonymous into the Beis HaMikdash. No one knows who. Beis HaMikdash, who knows who you go to the coast, but someone knows who you are. You sit there, there's thousands of people, almost no one knows who you are. Oh, so the only son, even Avelos, is the way he's covering his head. That's not such a big violation of her head. Because they know he's an Avelos, no point that they should know he's an Avelos. To be able to greet him properly, give him some nechama. They don't know the particulars, they don't know who died, they don't know who he is. Because it's so vague, presumably, not such a stark manifestation of Avelos. As opposed to, nowadays when the communities have dwindled, and he stands in front of the shul, everyone knows, oh, this is Chaim. Nebuch, poor Chaim is an Avelos. And Nebuch lost his father. They know all the facts. And now they see him with his head covered and all the way down to the bottom. Oh, Chaim is demonstrating Avelos for the loss of his father that happened 3 days ago. That's considered somehow a worse violation of Farhesia than they see an anonymous person, they see an Avelos, they don't know who he is, they don't know who he lost. That's not such a bad violation. That's the only way I can read this last line. If it makes sense to you on my own, I wouldn't have said it. Yeah. Why?
Yeah, if they know he's an Avelos already, so what if he's not going to be charged if they know he's an Avelos?
I can see your point, I can see this point. That component. If this is what the Beis Yosef means, I think is what it means more or less, I'll answer our question. But here in our sugya, in Siman Tov, he's relying upon what he said in the seventh simonim earlier, in the last line of this page in Beis Yosef, it's called Siman Siv Gimel parentheses Beis, and there he says that this be so. So that, if this is true, and someone can give me a better shot, I'd appreciate it, that would answer the question we had yesterday differently than I answered. In other words, that the dressing patterns changed, the demographics changed. That's what the Beis Yosef said. Okay, that's error number one. Error number two, I said someone found me a terrorist from Ramban's Kasha, said, oh, you found me not only one terrorist, two terrorists. Because the Torah system accepts that neither Ayin Aleph and the Beis going over to Ayin Beis and Aleph has two interpretations. I think the Rabbi Matam and the Ri, which explain that's not quite the case. If the Ramban said, according to Rabbi Yossi would hold that you would say mixas alayla kikulo in a situation in which there's no steel in my prayer. That's not the Rabban's proof. So he says, well, not really. If you look carefully in the Gemara, the Gemara expression heikimashkachasla azav gedola. So either he saw straight 3 days, or he saw ben hashmoshes. That's the proof in the Ramban. So he says, I need ayin beis. Well, that's only in order to find a case where there'll be a ziva by day, as opposed to a ziva by night. Or, I guess, different teretz, that maybe Rabbi Yossi is an opinion that says that the Shmir, the Shmer is not going to be the next day, it could be the end of that day. Kitta Tenekalis, which we came on to now, which would seem to obviate the right of the Rambam. Okay, those are the 2 hours before we start today's Shia. Okay. Today's Shia begins where we started at the end of yesterday and describing the problem of what do you do with Mishkan Kekulo as far as Shabbat is concerned. What happens on Shabbat? So, there's a Taz, a very important Taz. We quote the Bach, that's the part I have to see. I really started the text a bit too late. I just noticed today, sorry. Taz is in Simon Tov Bay. He quotes the Shver, and he argues in the Shver. What did Bach say? The Bach argues in Rabbeinu Yechiel. Rabbeinu Yechiel is talking about the Torah saying, you say on Shabbat, mixed in Kekulo. The Shantrakat is wrong. And on this base that he's wrong, he can justify partially some wacko minute. Unbelievably wacko. The Shiva began on a Sunday, and the seventh day of Shabbat, they would do this most incredible thing. They would have an hour Shiva, Motsoi Shabbat. The eighth day. God, about Tosef, I don't know. That's minig is crazy. Don't get me right for that minig. And of course, no one keeps it nowadays. It's totally wrong. Don't get me right for that minig. The Machu Shushla Revia. Forget about that minig. That's ridiculous. But what do you saw? What's the real truth of the Taz? Why is he right and the Shver is wrong? Typical son-in-law's response. He said, the answer is solid. Why by Shiva do you need Amidah to Menachem and by Shloshim to not have Neitz HaChamas? That's a very interesting Nekuza, which I'll have to get to later. That the big difference between Shiva and Shloshim. Shiva, there are Kumva Atei. There's Atifas HaRosh. There's Kfiyas Amita. And therefore, in order to have a proper mitzvah kekulo, you have to at least some kind of kiyum asay of avelus to about which we can say that this happened, and now we can say that it can be broken. That you had a partial fulfillment of the day. Nowadays, we don't overturn the beds, we don't cover the heads in a crazy way anymore. So what you left with? The left with nicham avelus, which is the manifestation of avelus. You have to have nicham some menachemim. Avelus was proven, was performed. Partially on day 7, and ain't there Mr. Kekulo. But with respect to Shloshim, it's all passes. All shave our tats. Shloshim is only we call lav, I'm not asking. Don't shave, don't go to a wedding, don't get married, don't put on certain kinds of iron garments, don't go on a business trip to the fair, whatever. All don't. If it's all don't, then it makes sense that when the sun rises on day 30, and for a minute you've kept the don't, very easy for you, yeah. Everyone is cold, no problem. Sleeping when the sun rises, so he's not doing anything wrong, right? So as soon as the sun rises, and a minute later, after night, he's ready to fulfill the Sheva al Taz, the Mitzvah Kekulo. So writes the Taz here in contradistinction to his father of the Bach opinion. This is the Taz. And it's quoted briefly over here in the Pitzchei Tshuva. This is in tough base, Sif Cotton Hay. The Pitzchei Tshuva here in Simon Shin Tani Hay makes reference to this. Take a look, please. It says, Kotataz, also avail the Shuba Kumvate, Konchalitas, Minolayim, Utsias, Amita, Bezudat, the Torah, Hampton, and Misham, and Apis. I'm avail of Shusheva, Altasa, Kongir, the Tisporis, Sagi, Meneta, Ham. Alright? Then he goes on. Then he says, what's wrong? What's wrong with Tamun? That sounds pretty good to me. He doesn't like it, so therefore he goes to a whole side point. Okay, but this is in any event, whether the Taz is right or wrong, it's important to know what the Taz's opinion is. I don't see it to be so Tamur. Sounds good to me, frankly. Makes a lot of sense. All right, so for Lom de Shavar that the Taz has. And I don't have the Tshuva. Give our show. We haven't gotten into the computer for the Shiva Tion yet from yesterday. We'll crack it or break it or hack it or something. We'll get into it, Mr. before tomorrow, Shiva. Yes?
If the Shiva
could
maybe go to the room that the Taz is being the Halakhic
to be right. He's giving the lumps behind that distinction. Even within Shiva. Right. That's a Chiddush, right. I'm sorry, Tani is correct. The Shaul Lameshim is correct that it's a big step to go into Taz's Lamas and then say, you know what? Within Shiva itself, some halachas which are active will say you need that midas menachem. Nichon aleihem is an active thing. But for the all for the losa says it would be enough to have neisachama. That would be a big chiddush. That means that there's a certain don't that apply to an oven, right? What is it? Don't take a shower. Right? Don't take a shower. The guy's kapua was sweating, he's been shritting the whole week, right? So according to this Pitzchei Tshuva, I don't think Pat says this, so on the seventh day, bright and early sun is rise, it's at 6 o'clock in the morning, and then it's close to seven. Go into a hot shower. You have to have those meetings, but make it in. Go into a hot shower, and you come refreshed into the minion. They said, what are you doing? Your hair's wet. What's the matter with you? I took a shower. What's the matter with you? Don't you know the din? Didn't you have Midas HaMenachemim? He said, don't you know the Pitzchei Tshuva? So that Midas HaMenachemim is only for the Kumvat day. That you need, you have to wait until some active thing takes place. But for the Kumvat day, we get in there. He can go in shoes. No? Right? He can put on his leather shoes. And walk into with leather shoes into the minion the seventh day. Because again, it's a shave al-tasa. That should emerge because they're tshuva. If he meant it. I don't know if he meant it. I don't know. I don't have all the sources. Yeah. That itself was a chiddush. I would have said, we spoke about the answer of the Ramban. The Ramban is certainly arguing this Nakuda. The Ramban and the Rishon may argue this Nakuda. That's a good point.
Is that also the previous one?
Previous one? What is the previous one? The Radvaz? So that's the question. Yeah, I don't know that. I don't know. It's hard to know what that's based upon. Don't know. So the first part of this Kachuvah Neradvah is that mitzvah shine, that's different. That's the cool of mitzvah, that thing. Don't know. So, look, when you get to see the Ram, what you're doing that, you're on Pupsi, you're Pukarat, you look at Neradvah, see what he says. Okay, so tomorrow we'll have the answer to the Shiva Tzion, we'll have the Radvah, maybe we'll have the Givat Shaul. I don't know who else you can find on that responder project. Yes?
Regarding specifically that need them not bring more
heaven. All right. That's right. Not bring more furish. Black and white, you test them a day, right? There it is. So you can't say what we're saying, what's the Pitzchei Tshuva talking about? That's why it's Tamua. Ah, here's a classical example. The Taz said something. He magnified the Taz. Made a straw man. Said it's Tamua. That's what probably happened. So people get the Tshuva. He says, the Taz said this, Shiva Shlosh of this must come out according to the Taz, that Rechita should be Mutter from Nate. That is not true. That's probably what happened. The answer to the Taz never meant that. Okay, so let's leave it at that for the moment. Back to the Rosh. Let's take a look on the Rosh where we started yesterday, okay? I'm both saying, return to the Rosh, please, if you don't mind. What sim is it? I forgot already. Lamed. The Rosh Simon Lamed. Big Salada we spoke about. Fine. Shmurah. Hope we'll get to that. That's in the new Ma'am HaKoma sheet, I must say. How many people have started the new Ma'am HaKoma sheet? Raise your hand. Who started the new sheet? Started? No one even started the new sheet? Ay, ay, ay. Okay. My father worked so hard. Okay. How many people ended the old sheet? Let's start with that. That's it? Like only for 3 days, you have so much time, and you didn't finish the old sheet? The shots are long, I can see, but not that long. Alright, that may affect our decision about the other make of the sure. Let's see what happens there. Okay, let's go straight. So here it says, listen carefully, this Rosh Simon Lamed. It says, Ovo Kevish Amdu Menachem Esma Mutter Rechitza, Dr. Yom Shvi. Not Belilah, that's the Mashmol, that's the Pashup Shat. Of course, the Shemera Tzion, we spoke about this yesterday. Okay. Hilko, although the end of the Lamed, but yes, it depends on the basis of Ad-Honei Tachama, Tzumi the Shemera Tzion, the Chem Yom Shloshim Le'egalech Ad-Honei Tachama, Rebbeinu Shalom, a steer in the rush, one line to the next. The whole rush talks about Amidus HaMenachemim, and the last line, he throws in, Ne Tachama. A Baisai. A Shad Mitz Rosh. Not only Shlosha, but Shiv itself. What's Shad over here? What happened? What happened in this Rosh? How'd you read it? The whole Rosh gets told, I needed some Menachem. The last line, next last line says, therefore you shouldn't leave your house in the last day of Shiva until, what? I would have said, That's the minhag olam today. It's the minhag olam is man hazeh. It's Shabbos the seventh day, and after the davening is over, the people who are there, they take the oven and take them out of the house. Some people walk around the block. Some walk to the corner. And that's a whole ceremony. Some rabbis make a whole ceremony out of it. The famous rabbis come and make a ceremony, a famous speech. It's given this, you know, standard speech. I mean, the sea, the waters of the sea lap up on the shore. And there was a famous, they had a whole pismen, how he would, you know, dramatically end the, in effect, end the shiva that way. Okay? But what's he talking about? Did he even make? Did he ruin the rabbi's homiletics? What's going on over here? What's second shot in this rush? How do you learn shot? No, Rabbi said, how do you learn shot? I mean, it's a minhag. The last minute, he talks about snake. No, whoa, what's shot? Take a look on the Dark Emotion. That's what we come to ratio of yesterday, she. Dark Emotion, no. What did you think? Simon Shin Sari, hey. It says in the Mechad, in the tour, Avol Kehwin Sha'on the Menachem Etzel B'Yom Shvi Mutzah V'Rechitza, the Mixam Kekula, Dak and Moshe Aleph, Avol Kodom Lachain Osa, Kein the Barosh. Okay? Then he says, the Nogu Aksem Leisha B'Yom Shvi Sha'achas Ein Mamtina Ha Menachem, an hour, Ein Oay for Menachem. The Nili Atam, the Achas Sha'ein HaMinig, Sha'ovo Menachem Etzel B'Yom Shvi, Ein Tzor Ha'chlav, Ha Menachem in, Ayin ba'ashri the rock italian milsa. You get the beautiful terrace in Dark Emotion. It depends what is the minig. If the minig is Rav Zem and Achim come on day 7, then you have to wait till they come. If the minig is they don't come, that's the last one in the rush. If they're not coming, then it's enough to have what? Neitachamo. That's what he says. That's in effect what he's answering. The answer the question is the fear in the rush. That's what he's saying. What does Shoachas mean? It means Netzachama. Why? So the Rebbe Sof was my Elta Zeta, the Shut Pnei Yeshua. That's the Pnei Yeshua is the Zeta, the beginning of Shlomo. Who's quoted as saying, well, the famous Rama Mephus Krishna, that from, we know that Netzachama takes an hour. It's true, the Mephus Rama Mephus Krishna, it's also against the push. It takes 2 minutes. So the Gra was my Gia, he had two words, despite the mathematical distinction. So the Shah, he says, Shlish Easter Shah. A third of a tenth, which is the 30th of an hour, which is 2 minutes. That's how long it takes. You're going to see sunrise. Won't they ever see sunrise? Probably not. Maybe sunset. I think it's the same amount of time. So one day when you're shooting hoops down online, Dawson, and the sun is setting, you'll see how long it takes from the time it starts to an end. Should be about 2 minutes. Which is so that's Pnei Yeshua's Teres Bechor is based on the wrong years from the Rambam. But I think it could be Mimi Nate anyway. It's about an hour. From Alota Shachar until Nate, what's it called? 72 minutes, something along those lines. That's the Shah that I mean. So the Shah means Nate. That's what we're assuming. Otherwise, I have bigger problems on my hands. Listen, the Shah means Nate. Okay. Fine. This is how we have to handle this Ramah. But of course, the Alta Zeta, it's the Chassid from Yeh from last night. A steer between the Dakar Moshe and the Yagos Ramah. Steer. That's the Alta Zeta's Kasha. Alright? Here it says in the Dark Emotion that what? You wait an hour, I mean Nate, and the Ramboy is over here, they don't come at day 7, then what? So what should it have been? They don't come at day 7, so Nate is ended. That's what he says in the Sifkot Av. No. They don't come at day 7, you wait till they would have come. So Ramtan has Shosha Regil Lemanachal Lelav Shayon, Rahana Lachatir Beshaknesses, Kain Nirali. The local Moshe Regil in the Hamdin Shoal Ayon. He's arguing himself, no? That's the kasha we had yesterday. A steer between his Maskon and Dark Emotion to Kod Malas, and what he wrote in Nagor Shulchan Aruch. It's a big problem. It's a steer of Galuya. Yes.
Does the steer
of Galuya
mean the same thing as Minig Nato?
I
hope
so.
Because the Minig is the car. The Regil and the Minig is the Minig.
Ain't a Menachem Regil and Lovel B'Yom Zayin. That's the lesson over here. And he says, Ain't I minish yevo menachem etzav yom shvi. See, we give them off. Interesting. Biyuk. Woo! Here he says, they don't come. Here he says, they don't always come. They're not used to coming. Maybe. Maybe. So they sometimes come, you have to wait for the condition. That's pretty sharp. You're not here. Wow. Never thought of that. Could be right. Could be right. It's interesting. In the back of the Shulchan Aruch, they have the Chiddush of Yom from Zalman Magolius. He has over here in Hilchos Avelis, in the back, Sif Kol Vav, it's page Reish Dal in the standard Shulchan Aruch, where he says, Misha Chalav Shvi Shalo Shal Avelis B'Shabbis, Shehochan Eito Anashim Shal Yimitzpal, and Imel Poskim Eto Adin Avelis Shiva. Okay? He goes to shul, then somebody says, they escort him home, send it in. He didn't go to shul at all. Neita Chama, Bottle Zeret Shiva. Finish. That's what he said. That's the Chiddushim who Beurim said. Netzacham. Didn't say Regilus. Netzacham. Now, the Taz is the same thing. The Taz that we saw in Simon Tov, that really should be over Netzacham. Nafkamina. There's a meaning which exists in some places that when an Obel gets up from Shiva, they give him an Aliyah. It's a symbolic thing. Never until now you couldn't get an Aliyah. Now your first chance, we'll give you an Aliyah. Just, you know, we have so much how much we love you. So, we care for you, and we want to console you. So, when, if at all, can an Ovel, the funeral's on Sunday, when, if at all, can he get an Aliyah on Shabbos? So there's three shittas for both sides. According to the Bach, the Shver, no Aliyah on Shabbos. No Mitzvah Zul on Shabbos. So wait till Monday to get an Aliyah. According to the Taz, the Iker Adin, the Aliyah Shachris, after Netzach Chama. But he says, the meaning is, you wait until Mincha, because of this idea of Amida Samanachim was the equivalent of Yitzhak Beisachman. Okay? So this would conclude the figure of Mitzvah Sayom Ketula. Now, we begin the real figure of Sayom Ketula. Yeah.
One question.
Sure.
About the first issue with Nachmanoshua?
Yeah.
About the Shah?
Yeah.
The issue. So, is it possible that...
You mean the Shulchan Aruch or the... Nearly at time, Yachas, Shein Amin Nivin Shiva Menachem Etzav Yom Shvi, Ein Tzorech Ba'amtam Amin Menachem.
And the reason is because maybe the reason you don't have to wait at all. Because why
do
we
wait
an hour? Why
don't
we
do Menachem? I thought Shah was Nate. You're saying against the Tzorech Shua. Shah doesn't mean
Nate. Right, you have to say that.
So what's the reason of an hour? Does it take, you don't finish the article today. I was just at a base level. They dive at 8 o'clock in the morning. The sun rises in New York now what time? 5 something. Right? So they finished diving. It was 3 hours into the day. So what helps to wait 1 hour?
No, that's the place where they're reviewing that love. Nobody waits for me to not.
So therefore, no.
So there are Muslims in time when they're saying that they're in a place where there's a minute where I can't come and give a shriek.
Then what?
Then it is a that comes your own.
Good.
Right now.
And what could an hour do? Okay. Meaningless. It's frivolous. What's an hour? What's an hour accomplished? According to Pesach Shua, the hour means late. That's exactly what it means. What's the next hour going to accomplish for you? What does it achieve? It's something very empty gesture. I don't know. If you can give me a shot, I'd be happy to hear it. That's the sugya. Rabbi said, start the sugya. This is one of the hardest sugyas in the Masechta. But we're going to conquer it. Rabbi said, don't panic. We'll take the sugya like any other sugya, and it's going to fall. Okay? We're going to get it straight. And don't, you know, so you get overwhelmed. There's nothing to be overwhelmed about. Rabbi said to Gemara, Tana Rabbanon, last 2 months of Chof Alef and Beis. Ovel Gimli Yom Rishonim, B'Mimakam Korov, Moni Moin, B'Mimakam Rochok, Mono Liatzma. What's a karav and what's a rachok? What's karav and what's a rachok? What does it mean, karav and rachok? What does it mean? So the text was a ba'ag. 10 parsov. A day's walk. A day's walk, okay, for whatever reason. Not our topic right now. A day's walk. I mean, just as an aside, I saw that there's a machlokes today. We can take a train or a plane, a day's plane ride, as I can tell you from experience, can cover town, go around the whole world in a day. No, well, a day is 12 hours. I certainly come, you can certainly travel from Eretz Yisrael to America or vice versa 12 hours. Does that mean that now the Bona Malkum Korvus is 6,000 miles? So some say, in a chanami. Others say, no, it's not in the walking time. I thought the second sheet was correct. Because they had, but they didn't have horses. Get a horse. They had horses then too. Wagons, they could go more than 10 parsels if they were in those years. Nonetheless, the sheet says 10 parsels. So we're watching the change of the plane. So I'm not sure. So look at the difference between the machlokes and the sakuta. Right. The machlokes are not about planes, they're about trains. What's the difference? They started trains, they got to tunnel in Europe. What to do? I'm sorry for others. What happened to horses? Get a horse? Okay, right. Let's go on. Rav Shimon Omer, Ashti Lubavi, Omer Shvi, Mimokam Korov, Mona Imoen. Machlokes, Tanakam, Rav Shimon, if he comes within 3 days, he has this break, give him a break to count with those who are there already. Or no, even within 7 days. Omer Mar, Gimme al Mishon Bob Malcolm Carbon in Moin, Omer Abachi and Barabba, or Yochanan, for who shares Godal Abayis Babayis? Oh, Godal Abayis Babayis means, what does Godal Abayis mean? The leader of the home, who's that? Well, the one that either he's different, Shot, sometimes he's the oldest, something. Sometimes he's the oldest. I think written across the sheet. But Muyasun means either the one who is Mechuyah, he's meant to do the burial, such as the husband in the case of a wife, or a child in the case of a parent, or the most formal halachic obligation to do the burial, or the one who makes all the decisions in the family. Could be it's an uncle even, you know, could be, you know, that someone dies and leaves a husband and children. So everyone knows that this woman's brother makes all the decisions in the house. If he's a big gvir or something, I don't know what. It's the lust of the gayest koa. He makes all the decisions. You know how it is. His personality exists in certain families. That would be the Gadol Abayis. That's the Machlokes, Pashtun, the Rashi, the Ritzkeis. How you define Gadol Abayis? Okay. Good. All good? Now the Gemara has over here, at the very end of this figure, Halach Rav Shimon. Halach Rav Shimon. Halach Rav Shimon. Stop. So the sugya is over already, Rabbosa. The sugya part one is over. Rabbosa, this sugya is a sugya in two acts. Act one and act two. And it's important, the relationship between them. This is not stop. Act one has been finished. Over. It's basically the lucky, where the Shkoka Pras would have it. Act one is not Chav Aleph. And act two is an act, is on the Chav Beis. Aleph for one and Beis for two. Okay? Mefurish. Just so happens, that's how the daf breaks. Okay? So let's just analyze act one. A very nice din, beautiful din, a nice friendly din. Machlokas HaTanoim. And the Gemara and I'm now tell us what we have with the Pasuk like of Shimon. Any questions? Do you have any questions about this Gemara? Just push the Gemara. It's so easy. Such a simple Gemara. There is a matter of dispute. There is. This outsider wasn't around. What society came, walked in on the second or third day? He walked in by coincidence? Or he walked because he already knew about the laws in advance? We'll always answer that question. So Machlokas already shown him. Turn to the Rosh Pesach and Siman Lamed Ches. Volker, I keep telling you, just relax, so you don't get uptight. We'll go slowly, we'll figure it out. The Rosh Hashim Lamed Ches says as follows. I will tzarech Leo. This is page Lamed Vav, first column, third down. I will tzarech Leo shlo yoda or shlo yeda. Shemeis hameis ad bo el echos. Dimnodolo biyom hasheni v'hizkul izabel lo mistaber klal shikatsir aveloso v'shul shebo el echos. Ava bolo hizkul klal uvo el echos v'chashvin lek yilu hizkul izabel imohem. Okay? So the Rosh is the case we're talking about is he just happens to walk in by coincidence. Maybe his brother was sick. That's not a coincidence. He got a letter. Your brother is sick. Come. He comes, by the time he gets there, he finds out he died. And, right, then that's what happens. But if you had known, got a cable, a phone call, the brother died, there's no dispensation of shortening the availus because of Godel Abayis, whom he comes to. This is the famous sheet of the Rosh. The Rambam seems to agree. The Ramban said it's wrong. The Ramban said this is not true. Where did he get, how do you know that? How did he said it based upon Svara. Not Mistaber. Once he saw the Avelis earlier, or was Mishchayven Avelis earlier, they should be able somehow to just cut it short. But the Ramban says it's not true. Ramban says, Saying Hefresh Ben Shama Al Meso be also Malcolm Shanash Matila, or Ben Shama Love also Malcolm Carves and Nicholas Sham. Also Shama Ashabal Must of Elder Beso. Hakol Din Echad Hu. And the Rush disagrees. Okay, so Machlokas have shown it. Okay, now let's open up to the Shulchan Aruch for our first problem. So that's been easy. Any problem? Tell me the truth. I want you to tell me the truth. Any problem so far? Tell me the honest truth. I'm ready to hear it. So far, smooth. Now that's the first problem. Open, please, to the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ayin Hey. Now we start our first problem. The first problem. The place I ask you to see it is not the original source, but I'm sure you have a Shulchan Aruch, it'll be easier for you. In the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ayin Hey Sif Chet, he quotes our Gemara. Mi shemes lo kara v'lo yada shabo l'makam shemes shem ha-meis l'makam ha-kfura. This is the Rambam, the same as the Rosh, basically. In ha-hoi b'makam kara shu mahalach yud parso she'ef shesh yeva b'yom echad I feel above you on my shvi, like Rav Shimon. In Mata Menacharim, Eitz Tol Godel HaBayis, I feel it's in Nini Rulamot, the Gemara, the Teku, the Nini Rulamot, Mata Menacharim, all of them, 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 fine. Notice, the word Godel HaBayis is thrown almost as an aside. This is a quotation of the Rambam, who took it from the Rif, they're both at the Rif and out, Sugi, you'll see also. And if you quote the original Din, you want to see it inside. Not everyone has a Shulchan Aruch, but you all have a Rif. Turn to the back and see where this is quoted. No, what page is it? The Rif. No, where's the Rif? You'd give him the base, thank you. You'd give him the base. You'd quote the Gemara. Tana Rabbanon. This last narrow line. So Shiyama Rishonim, Bobim Lokum Karab Moni Moin. Bobim Lokum Rokum Moni Yatsum. The Kavela Chatsi, Bobim Lokum Karab Moni Yatsum. Rav Shimon Omer, Shiyama Shvi, Bobim Lokum Karab Moni Yatsum. It's so glaring here. What's missing? The most important thing is missing. What's that? The most two important words are missing. What's that? Gadol HaBayis. I haven't found it. Till they put him. Oh, that's just an aside. He says, Ilksa, Krab Shimon, Husha Bob, Mosa Menachem, Eto Godel HaBayis. Eh, that's an aside. So the link between the Rif and the Rambam is often the who? Who is the link between the who lived between the Rif and the Rambam? Everyone knows. Who is the Rishon who was the, No. Rimigash, of course. Rimigash. Shuvus Rimigash. Simon Sadi Aleph. We have it here in the Space Medrash. I found it here. But believe it or not, we have Shuvus Rimigash here. Yeah. You can look it up, but since I know you want to touch it, so I'm not skeeler to say, but Shut Rimigash. So, the Birka Yosef quotes it over here. Take a look. You'll see. You look it up, Rimigash yourself. Hezekiah Labais, Lav Tavka. The whole word, God of Labais, you leave it as Lav Tavka. So the whole title on the Ma'am HaKama sheet, strike it. Lav Dafka. We should call it Lav Dafka instead of Godel HaBayis. Not because they don't need Godel HaBayis. Hello, Urucha de Milsanaka. The Yerush of Godel HaBayis, Yotel Eza, etc. If you look in the Rimigash, Shem and Sadi Aleph, it's good fair. It's Mamish black and white. That's all the whole thing is, lav dakla. He says, the Rav Rabbeinu Rabbi Yosef Levi, in Migash, Shuvotu Tzaviyad, Simen Tzadi Beit. I think it's now been printed, and they must have sent it out one Shuvah for some reason or other. So it's Tzadi Aleph, in our edition. Okay? We have it in this manager, look at that. Lav dakla. How is talking over there? Kind of lav dakla. Pilei ployin. No? How do you say lav dakla? The whole Gemara is based on God of Abayas, you're saying it's lav dakla? Right? But what's shot? But it don't have to be a God of Abayas. But if there's no God of Abayas, there is no God of Abayas. There's no one individual who clearly is in control of the situation. It doesn't exist. It could be families, they're children of a parent. There's no one particular child who makes all the decisions. Right? There's no spouse, there's no nothing. But there is no God of Abayas. It doesn't exist. It doesn't matter, then it's the same anyway. Gevalt! It's against the Gemara. The Gemara is the fairish, black on white, hard to imagine. Act 1. The very end, the closing scene of Act 1, the curtain's coming down. And what does it say? For who shares God of Abayas, Abayas? The most dramatic ending. It says, love doctor. What? What kind of movie critic? Ooh. I only have friends who don't do this. I know. What kind of critic is this? These are the biggest punchline. It was love doctor. What? What's that? No, Alo Dover was a pillar of them. The Ramban, page Kufna Pes, quotes a similar idea from the Bahag. What's shot? I'll tell you my shot. This is my shot. The Gemara is 100% daf. They get a lav daf. It's ridiculous to say lav daf. I also say lav daf. Depends on both. Can you answer? Exactly. Exactly. Dependence on the Kama versus Reb Shimon. It's Madud even in Lashon Gemara. Omar Mar. Gimel Yomer Rishonim. Right? Who should go about? What do you know Mamar for? They're two Tanoim, right? Tanakam and Rav Shimon. So if I were writing a Gemara, I'd say Tana Rabbana, yeah, Rav Shimon, and I would say, who should go to Rabbi says, no! They bought it, I had a whole extra word, line, half a line, Omar Ma. What do you know Mamar for? Go to Rabbi Yisrael, who quotes Tanakam and quotes Rav Shimon? No! From the fact that it says Omar Ma is an indication of proof, all they quoted Tanakam is there then a requirement for God of Abayas? What's the pshat? What's the hezbrad of? What's the love that's behind it? I'll tell you what I think it is. According to Rav Tanakama, it's what we call in Grisko language, I think, a din mesuyim. A din mesuyim is a specific halacha, right, which has all of its own details. What are the details? One detail has to be within 3 days. Second detail, is it God of Abayas? Okay, they all got the pratim involved. But according to the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, there are no details. There are no details at all. The halach is, you walk in from afar, well, not so far, and you see that the people are observing Shiva, even though it's day 7, they're about to get up, doesn't make a difference. You join them. Once it's a general halach, there was no specifics, not day 3, not day 7, it's all the same thing. As long as you get there and it's still in Shiva, you join them, it stands to reason. You only go to a bias either. So if Kuantan Akamas, it's what we call a din mesuyim. There are specifics, there are details, there are all kinds of requirements. So there's also requirements called God of Abayas. But according to Rav Shimon, there are no requirements. It doesn't matter, day 3, day 7, all the same thing. So you don't have God of Abayas either. And Medayik, from the fact that Omar Mar, only according to Omar Mar, is there a halacha of God of Abayas. So why is the word God of Abayas found in the all by the Rif and by the Rimigash and by the Rambam? Well, God of Abayas is a very important term in the Sugya. So he says, you'll come the seventh day, and the property where do people congregate? Usually it's the God of Abayas. That's why it's thrown in, but it's lav dakla. If someone can find me to shoot Rimigash, I can read it. You look at me like I'm funny. I think it's in the shelf, probably. There's one of those blue thrones which has shoot Rimigash, and that's shoot the right. Is there? You see, there's a whole bunch of Gdolei Rishonim in one vial. Oh. Okay, we'll take a look. Yes, what's the question?
True.
Okay, that is a requirement. That's a good question. That is true. So that's probably not enough to... yeah.
You might change the gears tomorrow, though.
Change the gears, sir?
One letter? Yeah, because the Gemara says over here, the Gemara says the whole time, going by him, right? Mm-hmm. And then the Gemara says here, after
the Rukimin
and the Tzedlau. Yeah. The Gemara says, I don't know if you have a gown, I don't know if you have a show, 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 I don't Uh-huh.
Right.
What we think is
Mogel Lachaim. No, that's exactly what the Rebbe Gashmi has laughed out there. That's exactly the point. I mean, read you the Lashon, you're not, no one believes in what I'm saying, but I'll read you the Rebbe Gash, verbatim. After I read it to you, you're going to have to believe me. Okay. First of all, by the way, where the Rambam is in, you now don't know about his event. Rebbe Gash, Shimon Tzadiyahu, right? They're like the Rosh against the Rambam. Then he says, Nirali, Ein HaKavodah Eitzogodah Abayah Dapsa. Ala Urcha de Milsanoka. It's in the Yosef, but we're not reading from the original source. Ala Urcha de Milsanoka. Yishiyadua HaManach V'lo Yosimu Megamosam V'lo Yashvu L'Tzeves Ela Eitzogodah Abayah V'Hashayim Tzedem Lo. That's all. The whole din of Godel Abayah, you don't really need it. You don't need it. It's a Mefurash Shuvah Shemigash, Shemim Tzadiyalas. There it is. I think Gemara. Tomorrow is required to go on to Tanakam, and we pass like I'm Shimon. That's what I wanted to suggest. Fine. We finished Act 1 on the first go-around. Yes, kid.
What,
pass like I'm Shimon? No, as you said, Behusha Matzah Menachem et Slow. Right? It's Rav Shimon speaking now. Rav Shimon is the one who helped pass Malacha. So what is the Rav Shimon is bothered by the Kasha? Why did it say et Slow? Why et Slow? Right? Why? Why? What do you mean et Slow? Think about it for a moment. Just think for a minute. Right? What Rav Shimon? Rav Shimon is going on Tanakam on the Brisa. There's no mention anywhere in the Brisa per se of an individual. It's all Lashon Rabbim, as you correctly pointed out. So what are you saying? You're giving a shot in the Brisa, you're saying that's slow. What's that slow? There's no person mentioned. The answer is that it's normal. You're saying it's the Urcha de Milsa that the Menachem are congregating around the God of the Bar. So there's this top banana that everyone wants to be spend time with him. Ever been at a base level sometimes? It's sad. Somebody has to be two brothers in a shiva house. One has zillions of people coming all around them. It's never seen by everything. So Mitch, if I ever see it, go to the other brother. You never met him. Go anyway. So I'm telling you, it happens sometimes. Real life. One brother's an active person in the community. Everyone knows him. There's 20 people sitting around him. And in the corner, the other brother, no one's around him. So usually the way I do that, they put the brothers next to each other. So I say, hey, they don't get along so well. There's no room. Whatever it may be. It's a Mitch to go to the one who no one's around. That's Urcha de Milsa. That's Captain Nari Migash. Yes, sir. No, I didn't say that. I'm claiming when the Gemara said it was daf. It's to me incredible that there's just an expression which is completely lav daf. I'm saying it's maybe lav daf within Rav Shimon, but Kwan Tanakam would be daf. That's what I'm suggesting, Shami Migash.
I agree with you, but
if you want it that way, I'm not going to argue with you. Look at Mirvigash's Lashon, see if you think it's maybe you're right, but to me, that's such a big dochak. And the Gemara has a punchline. For who she is, God of Abayas doesn't mean anything. So here, it's only mentioned in passing. It's slow. They usually hang around with the God of Abayas. Here, it's mentioned as a din, Mishvurish. What's it about that? Yes. That's all we done. What's the Shakla Vataya? Act 2? I haven't gotten there yet.
What
Shakla are they talking about?
That's
true no matter what.
No, but unless you say the line is
on my book. The Wild Mamar. Now that's my deeper floor. Kitsa, I hear what you're saying, yes.
By the Mahogis as far as how we do what the character of the Levites is, if he's the person who's Osik in the Kura, then it's not determined by what time he gets, what is the Gadol Osik in at that time.
You already saw it in Act 2. We're not up there yet. We're only in Act 1. Yes?
Are
Absolutely. We'll get to the Rambam later. But the Talmud, the Mechaber himself, is quoting from the Rambam, Act 2, Rabotai, with your permission. Act 2. Okay? Act 2. Iboilu. Holach Godol Abayis Lebeis HaKvoris Mao. What's the shell? We don't know what Act 2 is talking about. We already stuck the first and now it gets complicated. What is going on? What's the case? What is the case? Toshma, the Amar Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Abdul Gholach, Gorla Bayas, the Beis HaKvoros, Mone Imoen. Faith Gimel, Mone Imoen, Botanya Mone Liatma, Lokasha, Hod Osa Begot Lossa, Hod Lo Osa Begot Lossa. What's going on? What's the case? What's the case? What's the case? So, P.S., the Rif, the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch, all left it out. Left it out. So the Gra explains, but they thought there's a Kohen Tanakama. Right? We don't pass a Tanakama. So they left it out. Right? So it sounds like, no? But the Mechaber, the Ramah says, as long as he came back within 3 days, is good enough. But the Mechaber requires that he be there straight. But never was mentioned, really. Only in a very passing fashion. The kids of the Ramah, I'm not sure what the Ramah learned child in the Mechaber. I don't know for sure. Now that we've discussed Act 2, we really should have to discuss, really, Act 3. That's the problem. Really, three acts. What's the third act? We finished the sugya. What kind of fucking act could it be? What's the third act? Yerushalayim. Ooh. Right? You know, when they moved, you know, we have two acts in one location, Babylonia, and then they moved to across the Middle East to the holy land of Israel, to the Jerusalem, for the third and climactic act. Okay, about that? Let's turn to the rush in Siman Lamed Tes. And the whole complexity of the sugya. They're just putting everything together. That's cool. So we'll have to see. Again, we really haven't set shot in Act 2 yet. We don't know what it means. We're not sure what the words mean. We don't really know. But let's first see Act 3. Siman Lamed Tes, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi. Okay. Harei shemolichim nimokom nimokom. Kon elas akesim v'karvin v'beis biri. If Tana Tani Ela Shakan Mona Niya Shotame. Fela Shasha Mona Mishitasamagola. Okay? Those who will say goodbye at the airport start right away. Those who go along, start after the Kfura. This Tana Tani Ela Ela Mona Mishitasamagola. They all have to wait until the Kfura. Simon Bishema Bishuba Lady. Hakol Holef Acha Godalan Ishtaka. What does that mean? What does that mean? Pashtus means. So whoever the gadol is, that's what it is. If the gadol goes along with the mace, everyone starts from the kvura. If the gadol stays behind, everyone starts from the time when the gadol began, when he turned his back on the mace in town. So the gemachar and shmacha of Yaakov, Arachav, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosi, lechumra, shemoyah gadol mishpacha kan elu ve'elu monin mishiyete amei. The Mahoya Gadol Shmach Hashem, Eilu ve'Eilu Monim, Mishi Yitzasim Agola. Slight problem, what kind of chumra is this? It goes both ways. Ein Shem Gadol Shmach Hashem, Eilu Shebekam Monim, Mishi Yitzasim Ameis, Eilu Shem Monim, Mishi Yitzasim Agola. Says the Rosh. Hachi Rishon Ila Me'inyan Sugya Dishmaitin, it's Act 2. Ela Ayrabin Haskola Tavelus, Kiramina Mishmaitin. And he quotes the Gemara about turning it back. What do you mean? Isn't that exactly what the Babli meant? On top of Chav Beis, isn't it exactly the case? When someone went along, right? What's the lush of the Gemara? What's the top line on Chav Beis Amanav? What's the lush of the top line? Holach Gorla Bais Beis HaKvaris. Doesn't need for the burial? Isn't that a simple shot? What do you go for? He went to see what the place looked like. He went for the burial. Yes? Excellent. The Rosh, the Simul Lamed Ches, does not learn the simple reading, he went for the burial, but rather he went, check on the Maseva. Take a look, the end of Simul Lamed Ches, Lasa Tzorcha Amesan Maseva, Otzor Pidyon HaKever. What happened in the case? Interesting, this is a lot of action over here. There are three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven, of course, is the brother of Levi. Shimon is a brother, and they're together. They're sitting a couple of days shiva, and Reuven decides, I'm a Roy, I'm going to the cemetery to make sure to fix someone and figure out how to make the message. As he walks away, guess who walks in? Nebuch Levi walks in. That's the Shaila Gemara called the Rosh. That's exactly the Shaila. What's the Shaila now? What does Levi do? Had Reuven been home, we know what Levi would do. He'd start the count with Reuven. Now Reuven's not there. He went just a quick trip to the cemetery, coming right back. So does Levi now have to make his own count for the next day to a shiva or not? That's the Gemara Shiloh. How's the Rosh figure out? Complete the thought. Let's see again. Ubo'echem and Aachen Tov Shlo Shemal. I mean, that came in Shlo Halach Misham Atzorach Lelo Atzorach Ameis. They go to buy candy. He went to fix the Matzeva. Kimish Yeshna. But buy something as if he never left. Hello? Why not? That's the Gemara Shiloh. What's my answer? Depended it came within 3 days. Right? Moni Moen. Depended it came within 3 days. Who came within 3 days? Who? Who came within 3 days? Who? So the Rosh seems to say, not the outsider, Levi. Let's take a look at it with a small cover. So all the maslik be Rav Yochanan the Helka ben Tok Shlosha ben Achas Shlosha Hainu Hecha the Holach Gadol Abayas Abayas Akvar. What does that mean? It's not so clear. The Korban and Tano has what to say. Okay? Is the Machlokas Apostle, the Shach, the Tur, who is going on? Take a look if you will. I thought it was going to get a little complicated, but just don't panic. I'm telling you, we're going to figure it out. Okay? Don't panic. What does it say over here? See? Happy-go-lucky. Alright, let's take a look first in Yud. Rashi learned he went, that Holach Olabayas went for the funeral. Why did the Rosh learn Nafsha? Rabbein annoyed, next to the few periods, Rashi, Jim came, what do you mean? He quotes enough for the Yerushalmi. All depends on where the God of Olabayas is. What's the stuff again, the Babli? So then because of this Kasha, that the Babli shouldn't be against the Yerushalmi. Right, according to the simple reading of the Gemara Babli, quote the Rashi's Pshat, the God of Olabayas went to the funeral and came right back. So what's the Maskonic has in 3 days? So that even though he went to the funeral, the Gadol Abayas came back, everybody gets up the earlier time with all the remains behind. Right? That's the Pashra and Agamor. Called the Rashi Shita. That's against enough for the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi said if the Gadol Abayas went to the funeral, everyone postponed for Karet until 7 days after the funeral proper, the burial proper. No. So the Stira. So again, around the Stira, the Rosh is very short with words. He didn't make a big fanfare. He just eliminated it by learning a new Pshat Nagamara. Right? But in order that shouldn't be my whole Babi Nushami, here he went in the middle. Achakach, he went, Lassus Torcha Amei, the different Shaila. Okay? Fine. Chof. The two Chof. They're both important. What we told Shlosha, it's enough to have 7 days Lahalacha. He quotes from the Shah. Dimishim is the third wide line. Yibol Achagim Abol Shagodol Abayis. As Pshita Abol Yibolon Tachem Oni Mon Shachos Agodol Tolkim. What's the difference? He was there straight 3 days, so he went away for a day, came back, and then subsequently the Bolon Akamaka walked in. What's the difference? Right? That's why it says Tok Shlosha. And guess who was missing? Who was out for lunch? Who was away? Who was, no lunch. Who was out in the cemetery when he walked in? The God of the Bias, right? Who was going to return on day three, but he walked in on day two. Right? Or he didn't know about the Pesach of Shimon. Fine. What are the next cuffs? The next cuffs. Who's it referring to? What are the words referring to? Who came back from the 3 days? Pirush HaTur, the Koy Al HaGodo. Right? Also the Dov Kolosa. Oh, the Bo, Moni Moen, Afilu Also the Yom Shri. That's how I learned. I thought the Torah was right. He should know best. He doesn't have his father. Right? Usually the son of his father. Usually the son of what his father says. Yes. The Shach argues, says the son doesn't know what the father, he fell asleep in Shia. He doesn't know what the father's talking about. And the Shach argues with what the tourists trapped in the rush. Alright? Just cut his base. The mind appears there. Gosim goes, Pasa koi al ha'acher habo. Refers to the guy from the outside. I refer to the God of our bayis. Hello, who's going to be our Bashat? If our God will cause the base of Allah. And we'll get to the Shach later. Okay? And the good news is that the carbon has a lean near a divri atur shvirim v'kayomim. Oh, so son knows best. Okay, that's what we'll get to the problem. The shach is a little complex. We'll get to that a little bit later. Okay, now Rabotai. Most Rishonim learn like Rashi against the Rosh. That we call Act 2, referring to a case where he went along on the Levaya. The Ramban page Kufman. Pep calls the Rabbi Nochanan learns Abshad, the Ritz Geir learns Abshad, Rashi learns Abshad, okay? Everyone learns Abshad. Fine, so what's the bottom line? According to them, it depends upon the God of Habayis himself. If the God of Habayis comes in 3 days, then he, as well as the outsiders, all have one big count, right? What happened? Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven is the oldest, went along with the... Someone died on Sunday. So Sunday was a Levi in town, and Shimon starts on sitting Shiva on Sunday. Reuven goes to the cemetery and comes back on Monday, or say Tuesday. On Monday, who walks in? Levi. A lot of action over here. Right? That's the case in the sugya. So what's it then? So if Reuven walks in on day three, he still is getting up with Shimon, as our sugya. The male and lady all gets up with Shimon. One big count, one big happy family. Shevet, Achim, Gam, Yachas. You all get up at the same time, Shabbos, as we spoke about earlier today, however that shakes out. Starts on Sunday, ends on Shabbos. Shimon, Ruben went for a two-day excursion and came back to the Leviathan back, came back on Tuesday. Doesn't make a difference. I labor open on Monday. Ruben wasn't even there. Makes no difference. This is how the role that we've shown him learned. What happens if it takes it takes Reuven 4 days to get back? So what happens then? So Reuven has his own count, Shimon has his own count, and Levi has his own count. That's the Ramban writes. Reuven all have different counts, right? Because if it took 4 days let's say the case, instead of being a one-day trip, so it came back on day three, it's a two-day trip, came back on day five, so the man took us from Sunday to Tuesday to get there, and Tuesday to Thursday to get back. So what happens then? And Levi walked in on Monday. So Shimon was originally there for Sunday, Sakat starts on Sunday, Levi starts Monday, and Reuven starts Tuesday. Right? Because he can't link up with Shimon because he came back on day five. This is the shot which the Ramban Page Kufman test quote from the Rach and the Rizkei. Fine. We'll just end with this. Petkuf Sarah, he quotes the Ravid. At the Ravid says the Pshat Nigmachah Beit, Act 2. It's not discussing the Bomei Malka Macher. It's discussing the Godel himself. The Godel himself. Okay? And that's what the Gemara is discussing. The Godel himself. Okay? So the bottom up, but the boss from outside only counts with them if the Godel abides is there when he comes. He doesn't go to the Ravid with any of these coolers that, well, he, since he left, coming back. No. For the Makom Macha guy to link up with the original guy, the Godel must be there when he walks through the door. And the whole pupil here in the sugya is, what about the Godel himself? What's his status? So he says, he's in 3 days, he links up with Reuven, links up with Shimon. Beyond 3 days, he counts himself. Again, we've mentioned the big problem, which we'll discuss tomorrow, is why did the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch leave this Gemara out. No matter how pshat, or the Rosh pshat, or the Ravid pshat, or the Rizgeis Rak, some pshat has to exist. Why do they omit it completely? Mishnah Tamar will start with that. Yeah. Sure.